is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, how you doing? 10:05 in the morning on Saturday, and it is September 24th, and it feels like it today. It's a beautiful fall day in the Boston area. Hopefully, you can get out and enjoy it today, but if you do, you know, if you do, you got to make a deal with me. You got to take WMFO with you. We're available on your iPhone or Android on a WMFO app. We also are available on TuneIn as well and various other ways. So we got a whole Saturday of music and live radio here today. So make sure you bring us with us. Bring you with us if you can.
Bring us with you.
Yeah. 10:05 in the morning. Me tripping over my words as That's I always right. do. So things are the way they're supposed to be. And I like it that way. All right. We played a bunch of stuff. It would be rude if I didn't tell them what I played.
Because I want to know, too.
All right. The Lemonheads, great music from Boston, from 1996's Car Button Cloth CD. That was, of course, If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You. The Beatles before that. That one I got from a remastered version of Let It Be.
I love the way McCartney plays bass on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's so under...
Many people haven't heard of Paul McCartney.
Well, that's true. Many people haven't, but he's so underrated as a bass player sometimes. Just the feel. It's good.
Yeah, great track, right? Not too often heard, I guess. One After 909. The Empty Hearts, back in 2014, they had their debut CD, self-titled, I guess that's what they call it, right? Fill an Empty Heart was that one. Haven't played that one in a long time. The Avett Brothers from 2012's The Carpenter CD. Paul Newman versus the Demons, no relation. And brand new noise from The Shelters, self-titled, is Bird Watching here at WMFO. All right, 10:06 in the morning, and I have some new noise. It's by a band that I didn't really think too much about until last year when they really started to sound great. And, of course, you know. No, you don't. But I'll tell you, the band is Frightened Rabbit. It's another one.
Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah, another one from their latest CD called Painting of a Panic Attack. Do you like that?
I like the whole concept.
Frightened Rabbit.
Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah, you have a nice image in your head, do you? The Frightened Rabbit. I do, too.
That's great.
All right, this one's called I Wish I Was Sober here at WMFO.
I
lizard head, wrap my hand around the glass again. We all thought that I might change as I got older. Fell down and nothing bled, wrapped in cotton alcohol again. To the hilt I hear from the prick upon my shoulder. Free pour the fruitless thought, it's far too late to talk so much, but still not giving up, though wish that I was sober. Forgive me, I can't speak straight. Forgive me, I can't. Forgive me, it's far too late. Choke down the gateway drug, open the gates and came the flood. It comes like a blush of love. Same the things.
day it looks like rain, but I keep hoping for that sun. The streets are filled with demons, Lord, that's never gonna change, but I still wanna be with everyone. I know there's something for you out there in this life. I know there's something for you out there in this life. The rivers are getting low and the skyscrapers all cover the town, but I still work until the day's done. The people all dressed in black and all the cars, they look the same, but I got nowhere left to run. I know there's something for you out there in this
space class. Watch out!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Satisfied, you won't hear from me again. For
WMFO Medford 1027 in the morning. How you doing? I am Mike, and I'm all over this Mike. Well, till 11, about a half hour more today on this early fall day. It's kind of in and out clouds today. Just about 70 degrees, maybe. It's funny how, you know, we...
Football weather. That's
on the 21st,
is.
Last week was the solstice, and you flip the switch and the weather just changes, but I love the fall, so hope you enjoy whatever you're doing today. As I said, we're here till 11. Something About the Women is coming up then. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. Started off with the new noise this time from Frightened Rabbit, a brand new album called Painting of a Panic Attack. That was I Wish I Was Sober. Elton John from 1972's Tumbleweed Connection, Ballad of a Well-Known Gun. The Strumbellas from a couple of years ago. The CD is We Still Move on the Dance Floors, that's In This Life. Jim Croce from Bad Bad Leroy Brown back in 1970. You don't mess around with Jim. And then a great old track from the BCN days in the 80s, Fisher Zed. The CD was Going Great for a Living. That was so long.
That was huge. That was huge.
I know. It was great to hear that, eh?
It was, yeah.
All right, 10:28 in the morning. I can't believe it's going by so quickly. I could play like every show I've ever done here. And at this time of the day, I'm like, what? How is there only a half hour left? Yeah. It's crazy. But thank you all for listening. And let's try and put together some new stuff in the last half hour. And I have something new. Played something by this guy before. And he's not an old guy. He's a teenager. And he's ripping up everything with his guitar playing. And he's lead singing, too. I don't know if he's writing all this stuff, but I think so. The guy's name is Ray Gorin. G-O-R-E-N, and he's got a new single here, and this one's called Save My Soul. Check this one out, everybody, WMFO.
He made his own decisions, he made his own mistakes, digging in a hole, he found what it was made. Finally got his heart back, yeah. The one thing he needs. Walking on the clouds, he fell to his knees. Singing, hey, let's save my soul, 'cause I will sing before I get home. Someone stole his heart again.
tonight I'm a little too turned on to talk about us. And tomorrow I'll be too turned off and won't give a fuck about you and I. I don't wanna see you cry, but it feels like a matter of time. I'm not looking for an open door to talk about love. Maybe you agree, but I see you saving pictures of you and I. I don't wanna see you cry, but it feels like a matter of time. Here I thought we had some kind of understanding that we're no Dick and Jane out on parade. Not looking for lengthy or demanding. Nothing's lost if nothing's just a kiss. Still I see you all the while, reading into it. No, there's no you and I. I don't wanna see you cry, but it feels like a matter of time. I think you might be harboring a heartache. I think you might be crying when I'm gone. You and I, I've been a mistake.
see on my ears, will you?
Downtown hipsters drinking at the drug line. Down in the kitchen, working in the coal mine. Got a special sin, mister. You can't quite confess, messy little problem. Shine too hard, need a hammer. Up a deaf, dumb and blind. Matt Connor's on the couch, Father McGowan's at the bar, Chief Horton's at the door, checking who the fuck you are. See somebody dressed in drag and Mr. Nice carry me in the back room, dim the lights. My arms strapped to the table, flowers and angels spinning up the room. Voice whispers in my ear, we do it.
WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio right here in Medford, celebrating Bruce Springsteen's birthday, which was yesterday. Happy birthday, Bruce.
Happy birthday,
and
Bruce.
Thanks for the reminder, Bob Angel. Appreciate that. That was a great song called Harry's Place. Before that, played a band called The I Don't Cares. It was called Born For Me. Margaret Glaspie. Great stuff from a recent CD. I think it's her latest, called Emotions and Math. That was You and I. The Vines. The wonderful, awesome, just so more accolades. The Vines from the Highly Evolved CD came out in 2002. That was 1969. Every second of that is bliss. And before that, speaking of bliss, Ray Gorin. Ray Gorin's a kid. He's like 17, 18 years old. It was called Save My Soul. He wrote that song.
That was amazing.
Sang it, played that guitar. That's nuts. It's kind of scary, actually.
Like evidence of reincarnation.
Crazy. What did you say before? He did that in another life.
He must have done that in another life.
Yeah,
he
really,
started
really
playing
good.
Like that in another life.
All right,
Sue. If you're 17, I mean...
Yeah, whoa. It's nuts. All right, so Sue is here. Yeah! She's going to be here in about 10 minutes for something about the women. But before that, we have one more set.
She's pulled a lovely collection of
CDs here sitting in front of us. Absolutely. So for the last 10 minutes, let's do some new stuff. Start with new noise. This one is from a band called The Teen Commandments. Get it? Yeah. This is a single called Big Old Brain right here at WMFO.
Found out what the way was about.
WMFO, how you doing, everybody? Mike on the mic at 10. Wow, it's turning 10:57 in the morning. How you doing? I'm here till 11. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Great to hear.
Very much. I always have a great time. It's wonderful fun. This is a great thing. And
yeah, people love the song you brought. It was great.
Well, thank you.
It was really good.
I'm very happy.
Come back again soon.
I will.
All right, so let me tell you what we played. It was a short set, brand new noise from a band called The Teen Commandments. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Big Old Brain was the single from that one, brand new. Pretenders, of course, from 1979's The Pretenders. That was Tattooed Love Boys. And speaking about Tattooed Love Boys, no, wait, that doesn't work. That's Sue coming up.
Speaking of the opposite of Tattooed Love Boys.
Yeah, it's Sue, everybody who's here for something about the women. What's going on, Sue?
Oh, it's a beautiful fall day. How is it fall already?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Did you know John Kerry's up on the hill having breakfast? Right
no.
up here at Tufts.
Really?
Yeah.
Does John Kerry know that he's up on the hill?
Yes, he does. Actually, yeah, he's there.
Is he trying to broker a deal or something for?
I have no idea. I just know my wife had to work a job for
it. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very so nice.
Trying to work out a ceasefire. Yeah.
So will John be joining you on the radio today?
Yes,
or?
he'll be going into his Jonathan mode and being a girl. No,
right.
Actually, that it's long story.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to have a great interview later on at 11:30. We're going to hear from Jen Van Landingham, who was on the show last year. She is an author who's been doing this sort of collaborative online novel. It's very cool.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that
and I finally
cool,
sat
yeah.
down and started reading it, and it's really cool. So anyway, season two is launching, and she's going to call in around 11:30, and we're going to talk about that. And of course, we're going to ask you for money and play all kinds of great music by women artists. And my buddy Liz is here. Liz is learning to be a DJ. So that's going to be fun too.
Morning, Liz. Just talk loud.
Hi.
That was Liz. She's here. Yay, new DJ. All right. So I'll be here again next week at 9, 8. No, will I? Yes, I will. Oh, and I have a great, great, great guest, if I can remember who it is. You know who it is? It's Lisa Bastoni.
Oh,
and remember
awesome.
When she was here back in March? She was so awesome. She had Josh Cantor with her. Not sure who's going to accompany her this time, but she's back. She's got a brand new disc coming in next Saturday. Can't wait.
Did you know that Josh Cantor was like employee of the Red Sox, of the year
yeah,
or
he's
something?
The organist at Fenway Park.
Right, right.
Oh,
he's such a cool guy.
That's a cool job.
You should have her towards the end of your show and she can roll over and stay for mine.
I would love to.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I'll ask if she minds rolling over for you. I don't know. If that. Can I just segue out of that, please? All right, so I'll be here next week, 9 a.m. with Lisa Bastoni sometime within 9 to 11. And you wanted to leave us with Tracy Chapman.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tufts'
okay.
very own.
All right. I didn't know that she was.
What? Class
I didn't
of
know
1986.
That. Dude, I didn't know she was
really?
From. I didn't know she
wow.
came to Tufts.
She
How could
to
I
Tufts.
Not know
we
that?
We were classmates.
You learn something new every day.
She lived in the Crafts house, and she was. She was 1 year behind me.
Okay. This is from a CD of hers that I spelled wrong that I'm fixing now. Matters of the Heart is her CD, and this is called Bang Bang Bang. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned for Sue and Something About the Women
on 91.5. WMFO.
Bye.
What you going to do? Go and give the boy a gun. Now there ain't no place to run to. Ain't no place to run. When he hold it in his hand, feel mighty, he feels strong. Now there ain't no place to run to. Ain't no place to run. One day he may come back.